Hello, I'm Stuart Kelly. I'm the literary editor of Scotland on Sunday, the author of Scotland, The Man Who Invented a Nation and the Book of Lost Books, and I'm a guest curator as part of this year's Edinburgh International Book Festival. Following on from Lydia Davis, we're going to have an event on fiction of the future, not the future of fiction. We will have an event with two writers that I'm extremely fond of, Adam Roberts, whose new novel is New Model Army, and Ken MacLeod, whose new novel is The Restoration Game. Both of them would be considered science fiction writing. And what interests me is what happens when we start living in a science fiction universe. Certain things now happen that previous generations simply wouldn't have known. And in a way, despite all the visions of the future we had in the 1970s, 1960s, 1950s, all the idea about, you know, lunar holidays and robot housemaids, the one thing we didn't see was the World Wide Web, and the other thing that we didn't see was the rise of simulation theory. Both these are crucial to their new works. They are astonishingly interested in how things like quantum physics and what we're learning from quantum physics can be introduced into the novel as a form. To round off the whole thing, we're going to have a debate about what we've learned, how far we've come, and where we might be going to next. And it's a real privilege to have a panel including David Shields, who, as I mentioned, his manifesto, Reality Hunger, has really split critics between whether or not they think this is a genuine diagnosis or a symptom of the problem itself. We'll also have Gabby Wood, the literary editor of the Daily Telegraph. Gabby is a non-fiction writer and is very interested in where non-fiction can learn from the novel and vice versa. Nobody in the serious non-fiction market at the moment, and I'd include Gabby and myself in that, wants to write non-fiction as if it's academic books. We need to learn from the novel about how you tell this story. And what can the novel then learn from non-fiction? We've had so many factional novels recently, whether it's Marilyn Monroe's Dog or 18th century Japanese politics. We'll be joined as well by Jeff Dyer. Jeff is always described as being one of a kind, of being a writer who creates his own genres. I'm not sure it's something he's particularly comfortable with. His new book, Death in Venice, Jeff in Varanasi, is a really clever mixture of travelogue, novel. He creates a character who is himself. In a way, he's somebody who Lydia Davis can see some connections with. Davis's big theme isn't that people don't understand each other, it's that people don't understand themselves. And the way in which Jeff has gone about creating a figure called Jeff Dyer to try and understand him, I think is one of the kind of big, big questions that we're all facing, both individually and collectively. Although these are the five events that I've actively curated, the influence kind of spreads out throughout the whole of the book festival. So somebody like David Mitchell is clearly within the kind of broader idea of the future fiction. I'm also absolutely over the moon that I'll be chairing A.S. Byatt, somebody who has reflected many different kinds of postmodernist rather than postmodernist literature. What do you do after modernism? Her new book actually addresses what does modernism do. And finally, Tom McCarthy. There's been a lot of press coverage for C. It's very well deserved. The bad reviews it's had have struck me as being obtuse to the point of parochiality, whereas the people that really understand what he's doing is a postmodernist looking at what modernism means and what it might lead us into as a kind of future for the novel. So those three would be the other ones that I'd absolutely recommend everyone go to.